Blackpool in the Premier League. Every kick, every goal.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
We are family, we are family.
Keith Sutherland, what do you make of that, son?
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Get in there, you!
DJ Campbell, DJ, BBC Radio Lancashire Live, what do you think of that?
Yeah, superb, mate. That's what we set out to do and we won, and now we're in the Prem, so I'm happy for everyone, the fans, obviously all the players, you know, they deserve it, the gaffer, everybody involved, so I'm happy.
You couldn't get on the score sheet, mate, but what a team performance that was.
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, I didn't score today, but the other lads chipped in and we managed to do what we wanted to do, is win. That's what we got.
Congratulations. Excellent news there. Let me get a word with Steve Thompson, assistant manager here. Tomo, what a day.
Yeah, fantastic. This is what we've been working on. You know, underdogs again today and we've proved them wrong and they've done fantastic. Great season. Hopefully we can kick on again. You know, we're fantastic. You know, it's an absolute great sight and hopefully, like I say, we do ourselves justice.
Like, nervous 10 minutes, that, wasn't it?
Very nervous, yeah. We're hanging on a little bit at the end, but they've got to come at us, but absolutely brilliant. They've deserved it.
Listen to this one. Steve Thompson, assistant manager, Premier League team.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Tom.
Love it. Thank you.
He loves it. Absolutely loves it. Phil Horner, well done to Phil. Physio, down here on the pitch, it's absolute mayhem. I tell you, they are loving this. They're all over the place. I can't even catch up with anyone who's around. Let's see if we can get hold of Big Ben Burgess. He's just putting another shirt on. It's the winner's shirt. Let's see if we can get a word. Big Ben, how are you, mate?
God, it's excellent. It's unbelievable. I think we've done that for the fans today. The fans have been magnificent. Can't say we heard much of Cardiff's fans, so it's just been brilliant.
What do you think of that when you look around at that?
It's the scoreboard I'm amazed at, but yeah, no, it's brilliant. The lads have been fantastic. Manager, unbelievable. Let's just hope I'm here next season.
Premier League team.
Yeah, brilliant.
Big Ben, thanks very much, mate. Ben Burgess on the field today as a substitute and doing his job, absolutely. Let's see if we can get a word with Stephen Dobby, who's here on loan from Swansea. Stephen, congratulations.
Thank you. Absolutely magnificent. The fans came out in their cars and we gave them a good game and thankfully we are going up through the Premiership.
What was he like down here? It was a cauldron, wasn't it?
It was absolutely roasting. The boys that were on for the full game, credit to their fitness and just thankfully we can go on holidays now.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you.
Stephen Dobby, obviously, substitution. Let's see if we can get a load of Alex Baptiste. Congratulations, how are you?
Well, yeah, ecstatic, you know, the groups of players that are here. You know, 1-0 down, 2-1 down, we still believe. We came back against Forest and we've done it again today.
Yeah, you're live on radio. What do you see? You're going over to the fans. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, oh, my, it's like every single lad has been written off at this club. You know, we're not good enough. We're not good enough to stay in this league. So, you know, to come out on top is unbelievable.
Baps, I know it's a team effort, mate, but you yourself, where you've come from, can you imagine that you're going to the Premier League next season?
No, not at all, you know. Like I said, everyone's been written off, you know. Everyone's come from the league below, and what it means to all the players is
enjoy.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations, Baps. All they want to do is go over to the fans, and what a scene it is down here on the pitch side. And I know we can see, you probably see pictures, but when you see it from the players' perspective, it is absolutely astonishing to be on the pitch at these times. It really is absolutely incredible scenes down here. Let's see who else we can get a word of who's not running around with either a flag or a t-shirt to put on. We'll just nip over here and see if we can get hold of Bevo, who's raising the flag to the fans at the moment. Stephen Craney doing the run as well and running the gauntlet. It's a tremendous atmosphere, it really is. I hope you can hear that back off. Avo saluting the whole lot and he's going to chuck the flag into the crowd to see if we can get hold of him. Oh, he's going into the crowd. He's actually going in and saying hello. I'm not sure if that's his missus or somebody who knows. He's actually hugging there. It must be the missus. What a moment. Absolutely superb. What a moment for him and all these players. What an achievement. He said it was never in doubt. He said it was never in doubt at all. Spoke to him 2 days ago and he believed. And you've got it, mate.
I can't believe it. You know, I feel like crying my eyes out. Tell you what, this group of boys is something to be proud of. And I'm so proud of every single one of us.
Some achievement, Evo, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And what about these lot?
Incredible. Our belief is second to none.
I'm going to leave Evo there because he's in tears. And thank him very much. Let me just see if I can get a quick word with Charlie. Charlie Adam, who is in the Premier League. Charlie, BBC Radio Lancashire, how are you, mate? He's just going to say hello to the fans. He's going to give a ball away. He's going to give a ball away to the fans. He's talking to people in the crowd, people he knows. His second shirt. Listen to that. Charlie, quick word. What do you think, mate?
It's a madness here. You know, obviously it's a great feeling and we're proud of what we've done and we deserve it.
And he was right, wasn't he? Stay with me, I'll take you in the Premier League.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a... I owe a lot to him because he's a terrific man and he's been through a tough year. But to come back in like that, you know, he deserves knighting. You know, the lads love him and we just hope that, you know, we could go up there and do ourselves proud.
Charlie, thank you very much, mate. All the best. He's got to go up because they've got to go up and do something, of course. Up them steps as winners, Premier League team next season from the Championship playoff final here in the middle of the pitch. There are tears here. You could see the emotion or hear the emotion in Ian Ebbett's voice. He got me at it, actually, because he was a big man like that, 6'4", nearly crying in front of you and can't get his words out. It was quite an amazing thing. Let me have a quick word with Brett Ormerod, goal scorer, first time at Wembley. Brett, what do you make of that?
I don't know what to say, guys. I'm absolutely speechless. I mean, this is the biggest, best achievement I've ever done in football. You know, when I came here last year, I was probably at a crossroad, 30-odd, not playing, lower than a snake's belly, to be honest. And, you know, I said when I came back, if I had half the success I did the first time, I'd be an happy man. And I don't know what to say, guys.
The old fella's got through the tinnies.
Half hour of that game, I knew what my dad felt like, so you know, he'll be getting an extra crate on me.
You want to say hello to him?
Yeah, Dad, if you're watching, thanks for not coming. You've kept consistent all season.
That's the joke. His dad never comes because that's when he wins. He arrived at the Millennium when he was with Southampton in the FA Cup and he lost. He stays at home. Glyn, good afternoon to you, mate. You'll be proud of your son today here on BBC Radio Lancashire. The lads on the way up those steps as they go. It's not like the old Wembley, of course, you can't see them as they're going up there, and what an effort. Ian Ebbett summed it up for me. What an achievement for these lads. The best group of lads he's ever played with. He's so proud of them, what they've done, the underdog tag, whatever you want to call it. They've got winners' T-shirts on. Do you know why? Because they are winners. They've gone under the stands at the moment. They'll reappear on the top flight in a few minutes' time. And they're ecstatic, banging on the windows of the radio booths at the top. They're doing everything up there that they shouldn't do, the Blackpool squad. Absolutely superb. And thank you very much to someone who's just given me my BBC pass back that's fell on the Wembley pitch. Thank you for that, running around. The Blackpool players up there waiting to be escorted up into the box, or should we say the box, to pick up their medals and prizes and whatever they give them now in these playoffs. But up they go to the final steps and become in view to the fans. Charlie Adam leading out the team, hands aloft and clapping all the fans right in front of him and to his left. Champions of the Championship they are. Charlie Adam with the team. Matt Gilkes up there with him as well today. Excellent effort, absolutely superb. Ian Ebbett looks absolutely drained, he really does. Alex Baptiste, just think where he's come from and where he's going to next season. That's an astonishing, astonishing thing. Chairman Carl Oyston has just given a massive big hug to Charlie Adam. It's quite emotional stuff. And the president, Valeri Balakon, who laughed at him when he said that Premiership in 5 years then. All smiles to be put back to bed, I think. He's there in his tangerine suit, specially made. And here comes the announcement very shortly. Stephen Craney having a bit of a jig up on the top flight. And there it is. Raised aloft, the prize into the Premier League. And salute the fans. Charlie Adam went straight to those fans at the final whistle and he was adoring it. It really was. They were throwing things at him, his shirts, everything else was coming over the barriers. It's a superb team effort and a full squad effort, as the manager said earlier this week. What about Brett Ormerod in this little story? He's never played here before in his life. Comes on and scores a goal here to help his team win Premier League status. Ian Holloway at the back of the achievement here, his squad all in front of him, the men he got to believe in him, the men whose system arrived and everyone was scratching their heads in the first few games thinking, what on earth are we going to be playing here, this 4-3-3, we don't know how to do it. Keith Southern, remember, early on said it's difficult, we've never done this, not sure it's going to work. Well, blimey, it's worked, hasn't it, after 46 games, they're here on merit. They really are on merit and they are champions, and who could believe it, that Blackpool are Premier League team next season, they'll be off to Old Trafford, to Stamford Bridge, they'll be off to the Emirates, they'll be off to Anfield, just to name a few. It will be absolutely superb. And spare a thought for a man just to the right of all this, who's got a smile like a Cheshire cat. It is Jimmy Armfield. The last time they were in the top flight and they came down from the top flight was Jimmy's last game against Manchester United, 1-1 at Bloomfield Road. That was the end of his career as well, with injuries. So that was Jimmy's last game in the top flight. They're back there now 40 odd years later, and what an effort, on a shoestring almost. Top player cost £500,000, and that was a big buy. That was Charlie Adam. Absolutely incredible. Valeri Belicon has promised £5.5 to £6 million to share between the players as prize today for this victory. So you can understand that one of the big smiles on these players' faces is a bit of financial push as well. But what a superb effort. And the man himself has just picked up a little trophy, and there it goes for Ian Holloway. What a year he's had. Out of the game in a good moment. He shares a moment with Chairman Carl Oyston. They both believed in each other. Let's not forget that. Both of these men have stood proud and believed in each other and gone toe-to-toe through the season. And he's got the backing of people like Valeri Belicon, the chairman, Owen Oyston, and the rest of the people at the club. He's got everyone involved. He's got the town involved. He's got the mayor involved. Sir Jimmy, well, he is to us, isn't he? Jimmy Armfield shaking hands with Ian Holloway as well. It's such a proud day for the town, such a proud day for the team, and such a proud day for that man, Ian Holloway, who's led this drive for this Tangerine Army right the way up through this division, finished sixth in those playoffs in the final game to stay there with that draw against Bristol City. We're here at Wembley, May the 22nd, never forget that date. Blackpool are a Premier League team from next season. It's hard to grasp, isn't it, as the lads take all the glory, and they'll be on their way back down on the pitch. We'll get a word with them, of course, in more detail coming up shortly, but what a sight this is. It's absolutely superb. And all the other staff just below us here, all the, you know, behind the scenes, the people you don't really see from and hear from, who are an integral part of this club and what's been going on over this season, the likes of physio Phil Horner, former player of course, and the players who've been out injured, all taken part in this. And the players back down now, coming down, they'll parade around the ground. And before they get down here, let's just nip back up and get reaction from Andy Morell and the boys.
What about this guy? Don't forget, last season, lads, he was here commentating on the BBC. He was in this stadium commentating out of a job. In fact, I'm going to ask him that. Just let me just... Ian, don't want to disturb you too much. I've just remembered, last season, you were working on radio here. Oh, you're working on radio here. Today, you're still in the centre of the pitch as the winning manager.
Unbelievable. I can't... Words have failed me, I tell you. I'd rather you talk to them.
I know that.
They did my talking for me this year.
I know. You're sapping it up and I don't blame you. Well done. Superb achievement. All the best, mate.
Yeah. We had a quick word on the pitch, but the emotions were there. You've had a few minutes with the players, had a shower, calmed down. How do you feel now?
I haven't had a shower. I'm stinking of champagne, but I'll have that. That's fantastic. I knew the enormity of this, and it's life-changing, and it will be for everybody on the Fylde Coast. And I can't tell you, these group of people are so special. And I'm so pleased that they'll have a chance to pit their wits and show their skills against all these Premier League Charlies who get money that is quite obscene, and we got to get it, and we got it. So we're going to get it for 4 years. I did say that I didn't like it, but that we will use it in a way how it should be used to set up the club and this wonderful club for the rest of its life.
It's an amazing achievement, isn't it? Not just for the club, but for you personally as well. I mean, out of football, come back and having a go at this, and you're in the Premier League in the first try.
Well, I think you'll find, if you actually look at history, and life's all about that, isn't it? Without history, you're nothing, and human beings are nothing. But we are the first club with our budget to get anywhere near getting to this, yet we've managed to achieve it. So we got to ask ourselves why. And we got old-fashioned values of encouragement and working together and going through adversity, just like Britain used to have years ago. And I'm telling you, I cannot be prouder of these people. What they did at Christmas for other people is just absolutely magnificent. You know what I'm saying, giving up their time, which should be for their families, for other people who aren't so well off and who have got serious health problems, to raise money for them. And when we couldn't sell those calendars that we all wanted to do, we bought them ourselves. I mean, do I need to say any more? Now, I'm just delighted, all them people on the front, you're going to get thousands and thousands of people, more than you normally get, away fans, and they'll probably beat us, but who cares? and we're going to try our best. Please stick with us. Please keep going, because I believe this group is absolutely outstanding.
What an effort. But it is a team effort, a squad effort. You said that before kickoff. You said every man counted, even, you know, Coyde coming in for a couple of games, you know, and injured. Every part of the squad has played its part.
Yeah, but no matter what happens to you in life, you have to, I've learned this myself, you have to keep believing in the strength of your conviction and keep going. And, you know, I've managed to impart on them, I believe, a different outlook on their lives and what they should be doing. You should be better than that. You never mind what money you're earning, but where are you trying to be? Because football's all about how good am I? And some of their individuals today were absolutely outstanding. We couldn't even stop them. They've hit the bar, they've hit this and that. Who cares? Collectively, they couldn't break us. And they tried twice, but they couldn't. And in the end, we managed to just hang on and do something that is going to be unforgettable. And no one in history has actually done this, but we have. So they will be immortalised, and they deserve to, because of the human beings they are. How about that?
Keith Southern, fabulous day, fabulous dream. It's reality.
Is it? I'm not sure. Somebody wake me up, please. It's just rather surreal at the moment. Just can't believe what's happened to me this season. Can't believe what's happened to this football club this season. And everything positive, everything good about this football club, Ian Holloway is behind it all. And, you know, he deserves every accolade he gets after this season.
He certainly does. I mean, he's driven you guys, but then you've driven yourselves. He's just taught you to do what you want to do yourself, hasn't he, really?
I mean, he puts the chess pieces in position, and it's the players who have to go and make decisions on the pitch and finish things off, defend when it's necessary. He can't do that for us, but, you know, he can put the structure in place, and he's done that from day one, right back at the start of the season, the first day of pre-season. He's told us how he wants us to play, and it's a very expansive, forward-thinking, flowing type of football. It's a little bit gung-ho at times, I think, but, you know, as a neutral watching, it must be really exciting.
Watched you go behind twice today, and you never flinched as a team. You never flinched.
Yeah, I mean, it's been that way the last few weeks. We've been going a goal down, Bristol City, Forest twice, and I just always got the feeling that we had the momentum, we had that belief, and there's a lot of goals in the side, there's a lot of quality, and you've just got to keep going. You get knocked down, you keep getting back up, and, you know, there's nowhere I would have been in the world today as walking out at Wembley with them lads, because they're absolutely unbelievable.
Now you've got to sit down and think about it, haven't you? Next season, blimey.
Yeah, I mean, we'll enjoy tonight for what it is. We'll enjoy the next few weeks. You're going to the Premier League with your eyes open. We know the pitfalls, if you like. We know the quality that's in there. But, you know, let's not detract away from what this club, where it's come from, where it is now, the journey it's been on. And, you know, for 36,000 fans to come down today and sing their hearts out, you know, I'm just ever so pleased for them. And they deserve their days out at Old Trafford, the Emirates, White Hart Lane, etc.
Do you think you get a new pitch? Are you going to leave it?
Well, I mean, John Terry didn't fancy Wembley last week, so, I mean, God knows what he's going to say when he comes to Bloomfield Road.
It is quite mind-boggling, isn't it, with the things you've got to look at now?
I mean, I thought that was one of the best pitches I've played on all season, actually. I mean, it just shows you what pampered Premier League footballers are like, you know. I thought it was a fantastic service today. Didn't stop us passing the ball around. Didn't stop Cardiff passing the ball around. You know, we go about our business. We've got such an honest bunch of players, really down to earth, and, you know, they deserve this opportunity.
As the season has gone along, if you'd have said to me back in September, will you settle for midway in the division after last year, I must be honest, I'd have said yes. And I think you'd have asked Ian Holloway, he'd have said yes. I think if you asked him in all honesty. But the point is, as the season's gone along, they've improved. They have improved. I've seen the change, you know, in their attitude as much as anything. And as they sort of crept away from that middle table area, I think they sort of got a little bit of belief in them. But and so when they came to the last match against Bristol City, I saw that one, they went behind. And I always felt they were still, you know, going to do it. And they did. They got the draw, which was what they needed. And after, the Wallop Swansea 5, you know, I thought to myself, you know, they're improving definitely. So to get to the playoffs, in my opinion, was a significant achievement.
you lived in the town for many, many years, and you know the ups and downs, and there's been plenty of downs. What has Ian Holloway brought that is so special? What is it you think that he's done to the club and the town? Because he's put it on a different level, hasn't he?
Well, he's a bubbly character to start with. He's very outgoing. You know, he's had his share of problems over the years, you know, both in his job and with his family. You know, he's had problems. But he's handled them well. And I think he's quite infectious in a way. What he does, he rubs off on other people. And I think he's given the players a bit of self-belief. I think that's one thing, the arrival of Ian Holloway. I do think the arrival of the stand made a difference, because I felt it showed ambition from the club for the fans. I felt that was a key issue. When we only had two sides, there was a bit more than a draft, you know. It wasn't just the physical side of it, it was the mental side of it as well. You know, when they were shooting up against an empty space, really. There was that point. And then the other point I thought was when they signed Charlie Adam and paid this almost £500,000 for him. And however they financed that, you know, showed to me, yeah, they do want to at least stay in the Championship and be. And so you've got two or three things together. Plus the fact, I think one or two of the players have improved. You know, I think there's been significant area of improvement in one or two of the players. I think one or two of them are better players than people have given credit for as well, to be honest.
Keith Southern.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, in the matches I've seen, I'm not seeing Craney or Vaughan or Evert or Baptiste, you know, or Keith Southern or Charlie Adam. I'm not seeing them have too many bad games that long. That's half of the team. It's not a bad start.
Well, it's moments like that in your life you never ever forget. And to see that many in that colour is just unbelievable. It was brilliant on Saturday to realise what we've actually done.
Was it more than you expected?
Yeah, where they all come from. We need a few of them to come back next year and buy a ticket, but I'm sure they will now. But absolutely.
The quality line on stage when you said, where have you been all season?
Yeah, where are you? But, you know, hopefully, as I say, we'll realise in the test of time what we've actually done. And these lads will be revered like I wanted them to be, because they're a different class. They don't give up. They're fantastic people. And they're getting better all the time.
On the bus, back here on the bus, got Charlie Adam with me. Charlie, what does this mean to you, seeing all the fans saying welcome home?
Of course, it's a proud day for the lads. You know, especially after Saturday, it was hard to take Saturday and believe that it actually happened, but it's happened and we enjoy it, and we've got to enjoy days like this.
Days like this, great sunshine, all the fans adoring what's going on. You can't get any better than this.
We can. You know, every player in that dressing room and every supporter should be proud of what they've achieved this year. And we look forward to a good summer, and we look forward to next season.
And your family enjoying it, your little lad enjoying it at the front of the bus?
Yeah, he's loving it, up the front of the bus. And, you know, just hopefully he could have a lot of memories like me as well, because I'm looking forward to the next season.
Great memory for him, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. He's still young, and you know, he's just realising who his daddy plays for, and he loves it. And I just hope that, you know, as he gets older, he could see what he was part of.
People always text you when you're doing busy things, don't they?
Yeah, they always do. And they phone you at stupid times, but, you know, that's what happens.
I want to thank all of you for making our ground somewhere that is safe to play and express yourself. You've made these lads feel wanted and needed. So big round of applause for yourself. I had a year out of football, and I had to think about what went wrong in my life. And I was given some decent values by my mum and dad in the council house. And one of them was loyalty and trust and honour. And I forgot to do that in Plymouth. I left them. And I made the biggest mistake I ever made. But really, I ended up here. So it's the best thing I ever had. And what I managed to do was jump on the best ride I've ever been on in my life. I don't want to go home. I don't want it to end. Because this lot behind me, every time we've tried to talk together about things, they've just gone on and done it. No matter what happened, no matter how much we were hit, no matter how much we were knocked down, they got back up and beat whoever we were playing against. All I wanted to do was create an environment where someone can work and feel nurtured and needed. And every one of my staff has done that. I can't thank them enough. When I first turned up, they probably thought I was going to sack them, but no chance. They are absolutely different class people. They go that extra yard. I want you to give them a round of applause as well.
And the last time they got there, I was, it was difficult because I haven't got much now, but I was bald then, completely bald. I'd had the chemotherapy. And I remember I was sat in front of the fire in dressing gown and pyjamas. And it was pouring down, absolutely teeming down outside in Blackpool. And so I missed them. I missed the match. And, of course, it was quite... The funny thing, people said, it must have been emotional for you when they won at the end of the game. And they took the shirts off and somehow get Well Jim on. I saw it, you know. And I said, oddly enough, I said, no, that wasn't emotional. The emotional moment for me was when the Tangerine shirts came out. Because they came out on the field and I wasn't there, sort of thing. That was the emotional moment, I thought.
Bring back memories, that, did it?
No, yeah. Yeah, of course it does, yeah. But I think it's... if you look at them now, I would say, well, the last game in the top flight, of course, was my last game. We drew with Manchester United 1-1 at Bloomfield Road. And I was recalling this to Bobby Charlton not two or three weeks ago. And but when you look, that's 1971, if you think that, that's 40 years ago since we're in the top flight. Blackpool have been a long time down below, you know. I used to joke two or three years ago about when the consultant said to me at the hospital, he said, you're obviously a survivor, and I say, well, I hope I can survive long enough to see Blackpool back in the top flight.
Gary limped up at the final, but this makes up for it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, the turnout we've got, absolutely magnificent, and you know, we couldn't have asked for any more.
Yeah, with your family, all the people enjoying it?
Yeah, absolutely loving it, you know. The turnout we've had, friends, family are on here, we're all enjoying ourselves.
What did it mean to you on Saturday? I mean, obviously you came off with an ankle injury, but to see what happened at the final seconds, nervous?
I was until Gillo caught it, and then as soon as he caught it, I thought, right, that must be it. And, you know, I don't know if he's tried to put DJ through or shoot, but the final whistle went, and it was absolutely magnificent.
Some achievement, isn't it, when you see this all sinking in now?
Yeah, you know, as Brett's been saying all season, it's like putting a man on the moon if Blackpool went up, and, you know, we've done it.
Aye, superb, you know, words can't describe it, you know, the fans have come out in their thousands and, you know, supporting the lads, you know, and really, this is for them, really.
You're not kidding. And what about that? We've just been through Talbot Square. That was astonishing, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah, it was ram-packed and they're all following us. They're following the bus now. So it looks like there's another, I don't know how much up there, but there's, you know, they're all out, which is great. You know, yeah,
they've all bailed out the Sea Life Centre, I think, to come and have a look.
Yeah, no, they're all coming out of work and stuff. So it's great, you know.
DJ, back here twice. What, I mean, you know, what a dream for you as well, coming back here.
Yeah, you know, I loved it the first time, you know, obviously. It was a different situation. We was obviously trying to get safe from relegation, which we did, you know. And this time coming back, it's completely different. You know, we've been promoted to the Premiership, you know, so you can't ask for no more. You know, obviously the gaffer and Tomo and obviously all the lads, you know, and everyone involved at Blackpool deserve it.
Striker's always confident. You're a confident young man. You've actually said that you are a Premier League player. Now you've got a chance to prove that.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we can sort something out in the summer and take it from there.
So that's not gone on yet, then?
Not yet. No, not yet, no. But,
you'd like to stay, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. You know, they all know I'd love to stay. And I'm assuming they would love me to stay as well. So, you know, it's just down to Leicester at the moment.
I thought it was pretty special when we beat Leyton Orient a few years ago when we got promotion. And, you know, we had a little civic reception there. And I thought that was special. But this is something else, isn't it?
In our half, and to score the winning goal, I know it's a team effort, I know you're going to play it down, but to get that first time ever at Wembley and score the winner.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's if you'd have asked me before the game, I wanted it to end, and I said, us winning with me scoring the winner, and, you know, on a personal note, but, you know, I can't praise anyone, the lads and the manager and everyone connected with Blackpool and enough. You know, it's been a massive achievement. The lads, you know, they all stuck together. It's, everyone in the squad has, you know, has contributed massively, and you know, it's still a bit surreal, to be honest.
We just tried to have a word with the manager, a proper word. He's like a kid in a sweet shop. He's just whooping it up over there.
Yeah, that's a gaffer, isn't he? Look, he's absolutely, you know, he buzzes off things like this. You know, he's hard enough to keep quiet when on a Monday morning at the training ground. So here, he's absolutely in his element. But you know, he deserves it.
How's your family reacted to what's going on over the weekend?
Unbelievable, to be fair. Again, a bit surreal. My dad's become like a little celebrity. I think he's on. He's on every radio. Every time I turn my radio on, he's on there. I'm sick of hearing him. But no, it's superb. You know, it's been.
Your kids are old enough to know what you've done, I suppose, now.
My littlest and my daughter's a bit. I don't think she's. You know, she knows what's. She sees what's going on. But my little one just loves football. But I think my oldest one, Dylan, he really appreciates it now. You know, when we got. He was only a couple of months old when we got promoted. Last time against Leighton Orient at the Millennium. So. I think he's old enough to appreciate it now, and he loves all the football, and his mates are coming around. You know, he's at that age. It's a good age to be, and
it's certainly great, isn't it? Unbelievable. People just see, look, on the tops of the hotels and on the roofs. I think they're singing a song about a certain team up the road there. What's it like for you to be honest, a hero the second time around as well? Because you're a hero the first time you're here.
Well, I said, when I came back, if I achieved half as much as I did the last time I was here, I'd be a very, very happy man. And that's completely blown that out of water, to be honest. I couldn't, if you'd have asked me about 15, 16 months ago when I came back, that, we'd be on top of an open top bus in Blackpool, having just got into the Premiership, I'd have said you need locking up, you need sectioning or something. So it's unbelievable.
Steve Thompson's right at the front of the bus too. He's not letting go, are you, Steve, assistant manager? He amazes me, you three. You got these first tickets here.
Yeah, they're not going to move here for anyone and that, but it's fantastic. They deserve every credit they've got, these lads, this year. They've been absolutely fantastic, and they've got the just rewards.
Steve, you've lived in this town for years. What does this mean to you and what you're seeing there at Talbot Square?
Well, it's fantastic. It means everything to them. It's put us back on the map there, and it's given something to cheer about. So, we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us, but that doesn't faze us at this club. And like I say, we'll do ourselves justice. We've got a lot of things to sort out, and we'll enjoy it, we'll have a break, and then we're ready to go again.
Is it hard to fathom that, what's in front of you? The police are trying to clear it to get the bus through. That's how busy it is in Talbot Square at the moment.
Well, I think it's just getting busier and busier all the time. And like I say, hopefully these people can come back next year and come and support us, get the season tickets, and get behind these lads here, because like I say, they've done a fantastic job.
It's been a great day so far. The fans have come out in a number, so couldn't ask for anything more.
You're watching the Armada behind us, aren't you? How big is it getting?
It's getting quite big at the minute. Like I said, the fans have been great. They were great on Saturday, and they've been excellent again today.
I've been to the front of the bus. We've got DJ Campbell, won't move. We've got Charlie Adam, who won't move. They've just taken over the front of the bus.
Yeah, they have, yeah. I'm not giving anyone much of a look in, so just stick to the back of the minute.
Let's see if we can get a quick word with Alex Baptiste. How are you, Baps? How are you doing, mate? What do you think of this?
Yeah, it's fantastic. The fans are different class, and we've been going for about 2 miles now, and they're in the droves, so it's unbelievable.
You're not off, and they're all following you from Gin Square. There's loads more in front of you.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, the fans are different class, and it's all for them, and hopefully we can do well next year.
Blackpool in the Premier League. Every kick, every goal.
BBC Radio Lancashire.